Hello, I'm April Hemmes. I'm a farmer from Franklin County that's north of here in Boone, about 60 miles. In my family, I'm the farmer, and my husband has the real job, as I say, in town. I farm roughly 1,000 acres of corn and soybeans. Used to have a cow-calf herd, but sold it off this spring, so right now I'm looking pretty good there. But I also was awarded last year, 2011, Midwest Farm Mom of the Year from Monsanto, or America's Farmers, and that's been a great thing to do. I've gotten lots of opportunities to speak around, and I was just here at the Farm Progress Show on Tuesday when America's Farmers did a presentation of America's Farmers Grows Rural Education, and our local school actually won. So that was great. They got a $10,000 grant from that. So it's been a great fun.
So tell me about your place. Tell me about your farm and how you had time to do all of this and do everything else that was expected of you.
Well, on my farm is a century farm. It actually was established in 1901 by my great-grandfather. And I've been farming 27 years now. And I came home to farm in 85 with my father and grandfather. Yes, right in the middle of the farm crisis. When I was working out in Washington, D.C. for a congressman, and that just wasn't for me. And I said, okay, I'm coming home. And I have a degree in animal science from Iowa State University. So I always knew I wanted to be involved in ag somehow. So I came home, started raising hogs, and worked into the farming business, and have been there ever since. My grandfather, who farmed, passed away in 2005, but he was 101 years old, and combined corn at 100 and planted beans at 100. So I strive to be like him. So my dad's still around and sometimes occasionally helps on the farm. So, but I'm mostly corn and soybeans rotation. So that's what I am now.
Well, that, if you said you came in during the farm crisis, that takes us back to the early to mid 80s. And at that time, that probably was not the norm, gender wise. So how did you decide to do that and why?
I always knew I wanted to get into agriculture. There's four kids in my family, three girls and a boy, and I always had to do everything my brother did, who's younger than me, and I did everything on the farm. So I grew up with it, and I just knew this is what I wanted to do. And it's kind of nice when you know at an early age what you want to do. So, but then the opportunity wasn't there right away when I got out of college, and really I wanted to work in the field. And no, there was, I think, 5% women in animal science at Iowa State when I was there from 78 to 82. And I think now they say it's over 60%. So it's amazing how it's changed and grown. And I'm so glad to see the women getting involved in that. Do a lot of them do production farming? No. A lot of them work in the agricultural field. There just aren't a lot of women farmers like me because I'm, like I said, my husband doesn't have anything to do with the farm. So there just aren't a lot of the decision makers, but they're true partners with their husbands now. And also the widows or women are not afraid to take a hold of that farm and take control of it because they've had their jobs in town. And if their husband passed away or if they inherit a farm, they're not afraid to take control of that asset and manage it. And they do a very good job.
Are there any barriers left or what needs to be done to further blur the lines of gender when it comes to farming?
Well, I still, like here at the Farm Progress Show, I still get, well, is your husband around or can I talk to your husband? And once I say no, it's me, you know. So there's still those, there's still things like that. But the more women are involved and the more women in positions in working in ag business and such, I think it's getting better. It really is.
Tell me more about what happened during your year as farm mom of the year.
And I went to Uganda, too. Worked on a farmer-to-farmer project in Uganda. So my year last year from 2011, when they called me to tell me I was chosen as the Midwest Farm Mom of the Year, I literally was taking cattle out to pasture. It was a rainy day. I had 40 acres of beans left. I wanted to get done, so let's just say I was having a bad day. And they called, and I about drove the truck and trailer in the ditch. I couldn't believe them. So I stopped, and I said, you're kidding me. And it has been a wild ride ever since. I've gotten to speak in Chicago and gone to Commodity Classic and got to meet the other farm moms, which was great. in that year, just coincidentally, in last August, a year ago, I went to Uganda on a farmer-to-farmer project with USAID, funded that, and Iowa State University, and they took Iowa farm women and worked with Uganda farm women, and boy, is that an eye-opening experience. No running water on any farms, no electricity, but the will to farm, the want to farm, they strive to be better. Our project was fairly small. We gave them bike-powered corn shellers, had record bookkeeping skills, group marketing, and improved soybean varieties. And it's just those small little changes made such a difference, and I had the opportunity to go back again this August and to see the changes and improved, just with that corn sheller, it improved their corn quality, so they got to keep it for another growing season and get a better price. And they said, because of this, you know, we have more money to keep our kids in school and have more money for our family. So as a mom, as a farm mom, you couldn't ask for more. You know, that was great. So, and they love the soybean varieties and growing soybeans. And one of them grabbed me and said, April, now I can be a big farmer just like you. So anyway, that was great. And then in February, I got to go on a trip to Brazil with Secretary of Ag Northey and some other Iowa farmers and Secretary Ed Key from Delaware and farmers from Delaware. And not only was it great because you got to learn about Delaware agriculture and the Delmarva Peninsula and everything they have there, but we toured Brazil and it was just amazing to see the agriculture there. So it was a great trip and a great learning experience.
But still, it's Farm Mom of the Year. So how do you mix the two, and what are the special challenges for being a mom, getting kids to where they need to be, and just doing what needs to be done?
I tell you what, in our family, the roles are reversed a lot of times, and we laugh about it. And my kids grew up with the fact that mom was the farmer. So it wasn't any big deal to them, you know. Mom was the farmer. I'd get a phone call, I'm out in the planter, Mom, what's for supper? And I'd say, you tell me. So they got really good at microwaving meals and things like that. But that's, you know, that's what they knew. When you grow up knowing that, and that's their norm, you know. And you get a lot of help from, you know, like, the typical farm mom or typical mom things of running kids in and things like that. There just are times on the farm where I wasn't available. So my husband would do it, or my dad, or, you know, I'm lucky enough to have family around. But it's so much fun, so gratifying to raise my kids on the farm I grew up on and get to watch them have some of the same experiences I had and care for the land and have the love for the land that I had on the same farm I grew up on. And there just isn't a whole lot more rewarding than that.
Do you see them following in your footsteps?
Oh, I wish. No, my son is an English major at the University of Iowa, which kills me as an Iowa State grad, by the way. And my daughter is going to, she's headed off in a couple weeks to University of Washington in Seattle, and she wants to do marine biology. But she came with me to the Farm Progress Show on Tuesday and said, Mom, I really don't know. Maybe I should have gone into farming. Maybe I should go into agriculture. I said, it's just because I know everyone. That's why. But although they may not pursue it, I can see them, you know, managing it and caring for the land for their lifetime. So.